Hi, my name is Crystal Clark. I'm in WHV. My MA number is 435-064. The prison of death. This is the valley of death. They are killing us. We getting harassed by calling the radio station. A lot of us can't call no more. I know y'all probably familiar with Kima Hill. They got her locked up. We don't know what's going on. It's a lot going on right now, but we are sick. They got scabies outbreak now. They locking people up for scabies that's going around. This place is nasty, filthy, and terrible. I tried to talk to the warden about my help, about everything. He denied talking to me because he told me I write grievance and everything, so I'm getting discriminated and retaliate due to a lawsuit on my own, and I'm writing him up, so they retaliate. I saw the doctor, I think, about a week ago. My bacteria and my respiratory is not going away. They in my lungs, they not going away. They start me on more and more antibiotics. I beg to get sent to the hospital because I'm not doing good at all. This Dr. S, she's straight ahead. They call her, she is just, I have one of the bacteria, E. coli, for a whole year straight. I've been testing positive for it. They still won't send me out. I'm bringing up blood clots, spinning up blood clots. I'm short of breath right now. Hot flashes, damn swole. And they looking at me, and I'm changing day after day, and no one is doing nothing. We just getting harassed and retaliate. Every day you getting harassed by officers talking about, we hear you on the radio station. Is y'all talking about me? Yes, we got some of the mans treat us like trash. Like trash. It's like James Hill, what he did to me. That man got in my face, almost pushed me to a wall and didn't get in trouble. Just yelling at me and everything. But I was frightened to even say this on there, but I'm not being frightened no more because God is with me and with us. This is terrible. They're covering it up. Soon as I agreed that all our grievance coming up missing, we don't got no paperwork. They taking it from us, tearing it up, and they never received it. The food still have bugs, and they run out of food. The kitchen is so trifling and nasty. The water we drinking, it got green stuff around of it, come out brown. I had a bacteria due to the contaminated water, too. It's ridiculous. I had this cough for years, and it's not going away. The doctor told me, he keep on telling me here, he said, if I don't get out of here, I'm never going to heal. Like, it's the warden, he won't listen. He just, this is terrible. Like, they just letting us die in here. And then you look around, we're getting scabies outbreak, and no one is doing that. This should have been handled. This should have been taken care of. This place is ridiculous. And I know, because they listen to all my calls, I know it'd be some coming, harass and tolerate me, but I don't care. This is crazy. Like, the girl Kima Hill, she was calling the radio station. Now, you know, they pick on her and harass her about it. So we hope she's doing okay because she's sick and they locked her up the other day. We just got the older people that's sick in the infirmary. They not really getting taken care of. I was back there for months. They treat them people like trash. There's feces everywhere. They let their dash run over. I got sick over there. They need help. We need help in here. We need help. This is crazy. I got a water just growing outside of my throat. They deny my surgery. Everything when it comes to me is getting denied. All I'm hearing is, oh, you the reason about the lawsuit and all this. I get, that's all they talk about, like they mad at me. It's not my fault. If we would have had to start a lawsuit if y'all help us. Like, y'all just letting us go down and dying. We just had a death not too long ago. Again, I don't want to be that one. I just need help. I'm just asking for help. I just need to get, like, some help. They not helping us. They won't help us. It's just antibiotics, and medication. Nothing is working. Don't you think I need to be in the hospital by now? I told the doctor, she yelled, oh, we're not talking about that. I don't want to hear it. And I'm telling this doctor, look at this blood clot. I'm spinning up. I'm bringing up all this stuff and barely can't hold food down, barely can make a bowel movements, and don't nobody hear? I got to sit in my room and cry and sleep sometimes enough. This is ridiculous. Like, this is... This is ridiculous. Like, we need help. I wanted to tell you, a lot of our J-Pays, we're not getting J-Pays. We have people writing us due to the radio station. We're not getting any of them J-Pays. We're barely getting them. most of the ladies be not getting them. And this is wrong. This is wrong. They messing with our mail come in. We not getting that. This is ridiculous. Like, if we do get help when somebody reaching out to us, we wouldn't know because they not giving it to us. Like, this is sad.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.